Spirituality, the first law of spirituality means surrenderance. How many percent it is does not make difference, but surrender exists in Germans. When somebody is speaking logical, they surrender to that person. When somebody appeals to their heart, they surrender to that person. Whenever something appeals to their brain, they surrender to that person. Be it a spiritual teacher or a tyrant. And when they surrender, they also wholeheartedly go for it. They follow it, what they stand up for their decisions. And this is possible only if there is a heart. The person who has no heart, it will be difficult for him to surrender or to stand up for himself. So the difficult but not impossible. The stronger is somebody's head, the softer is his heart too. And because his heart is softer, in most cases, he tries to become a brainy. But there are also tough cookies who have no heart and no brain. So they go on accumulating the knowledge, making themselves powerful. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is nothing else. It's pure power. It's a pure weapon. You want the knowledge to impose on others, to manipulate others, to overpower others. And for these people, effort is needed, and much more effort than the Germans can ever need. When a German comes to his heart, in the life is rose garden, I have several examples here. The next thing you can do, truth in.
Next question. Mm-hmm. So, beloved Mahadevi, it is always the same. One gets out of the mind easily through your presence or through one of your guided meditations, and after a while falls back into one's old way of thinking and acting in the world. How to anchor oneself in this space of peace, joy and love?
Be in my presence. Yeah. Easy.
That's what I do.
Yes, I know how to get out of it. This is because you asked me strangely in the beginning how I am today, and I told you how I am or how I was. And it's gone. I forgot what you say.
It's okay, once in a while you can fail here and there, but come back. Okay. Easiest way. Why to make an effort?
This is much more
easy, no?
Easy, much more, yeah, lovable. No anchor, you are the anchor.
Yes, when the anchor is there, which is...
Okay, use it.
Beloved Mahadevi, I am a voyeur. When I meet a genuine artist, I am deeply disappointed and sad, full of judgments and not having reached there. My mind is confused, my energy is scattered. Still a deep wound from my childhood in my sexuality keeps my mind obsessive. It feels like a block in my whole life. I find my meditation, my creativity, like strictly limited. Can you please help me developing?
When I meet a genuine artist, I am deeply disappointed and sad. Could it not be other way around?
Disappointed about myself.
Disappointed about you, yes. And not about him.
No, not about myself.
Okay.
Okay. I said it wrong. Of course, I'm sad and disappointed about myself.
What does that mean? Full of judgments, not having reached there.
Simply, I always would like to have, would like to be an artist. And I also was somehow an artist. 15 years ago, I had a studio in Berlin. And there was a time when no idea, no energy was there anymore. I was rarely meeting people. I was alone, completely alone. And my ideas were, there were no more ideas, no more energy for painting and drawing. So I decided to close my studio, and I also felt that some more meditation and some more work inside is needed, because just always producing pictures or trying to produce is useless. And I made some... I became a teacher. An art teacher. But there is still this wound when I meet an artist. I still feel I would like also to be an artist. And it's... I can't forget about it.
Still a deep wound from my childhood in my sexuality keeps my mind obsessive. Can you explain a little more?
I had different remembrances, but only fragments about my childhood, and there were some sort of misuses, sexual misuse.
Abuses.
And my feeling is that this is...
Would you feel comfortable to say something briefly about what kind of sexual abuse?
Comfortably not, but I can try, yes.
Just a little vaguely, not needed to be exact, but just give me the direction, what kind of sexual abuse.
I once had a dream, but it was not, I'm sure it was not a dream. And I was sitting in the room of my childhood, and I was absolutely afraid. And when I was, it was not just a sleep, I was sleeping in a way, but not really. And I remember that this fear was so immense that I had completely forgotten it. After a long time of meditation, it came up. And I remember this moment that something really, really strange would happen. And I must have known it in that moment already, so that means it happened several times. Some sort of ritual. And the fear was so strange, so immense, that I guess I couldn't deal with it at all.
How old were you?
About 4 or 5. And other incidents too that are not so easy for me to say so quickly or so in public. So my feeling is that somehow my creativity is blocked, and it's connected with these experiences and somehow with my sexuality.
You may like to see me then some other time, can you please help me developing? Of course I can help you developing. And there could be two ways. One is that I take you ahead from this point without scratching your old wounds, and there could be another way where I look backward with you in those moments, whatever has happened in your life, and try to release the energy that has been captured in those memories within you, which is painful. It will not be a cakewalk, but it may be also just the right thing for you to transcend those things, those happenings, that chapter of your life. Transcendence is needed. If you are trying to avoid it, I give you the choice. How do you want me to help you? The transcendence will be easier if you don't try to avoid your memories reaching there. As I see in your eyes, you feel vulnerable when it comes to this area of your life. And so it will be good for you to go through those lanes, consciously realize the fact that happened in the past and the present, which is different now, which is for you. And on this present, there is a foundation of your future, if and when that comes. You meditate upon this and feel how you feel comfortable, and you can connect to and sometime you could come and visit me. If you like, you can contact them. If you want to become an artist, never be disappointed of yourself. An artist is not supposed to be disappointed of oneself. Disappointment will come if you have ambition. You wanted to set a particular goal and achieve it, then the disappointment will come. To becoming just an artist, there should be no disappointment. And if the disappointment is coming, then try to go beyond that. Meditate over this and go beyond it. Becoming a teacher, becoming a cook, becoming an engineer or anything, you can still remain an artist. You can remain an artist your whole life. But don't put any conditions on your art, otherwise your art will have no beauty. It will look like the drawings of engineering. Your drawings will have no soul in them. Every piece of art that you create, create it for your own self. For that moment, to celebrate that moment just with yourself. Every stroke of your brush should be to celebrate your own self, where the word, the external word, does not exist, where you are all alone with yourself in your own universe. Artist also does not depend on somebody's appreciating his art or not. And he should not. Because if he is depending upon this, pain will come. You can still draw becoming a teacher. As long as you want to remain a teacher, parallelly you can do whatever work you want. Don't think of that you have to become a big artist, you have to become world famous, you have to become Picasso or Van Gogh. If you will, the higher the goal you will set, the more difficult your life will become. And the more pain you will create for yourself. Let your work speak for itself. You go on creating whatever you can create. Also, there is no need to hurry. There is no need to create every week or every month one piece of art. Let it take years. Just be with yourself. If you are not dependent financially upon your art, you have a lot of freedom. And art is a hobby. Art is a hobby like spirituality, like religion. It is a very expensive and royal hobby. If you depend upon art, you can never be successful. Only when your dependency ceases, when your art is not for a reason, does it start speaking for itself. When your expectations from the world ceases, your art will start talking. It will speak for itself. there is also other fact to becoming successful in the world. One needs to have a business attitude. To survive in this market, you need to know how to sell yourself. It is not necessary all the big artists who have become world famous were the great artists. They were not only the great artists, they had a caliber to sell themselves. They had that salesmanship in them. To become successful in the material world, in any field, one needs to have the salesmanship. And if you don't have it, you simply can't produce it. And so it is better not to depend upon such things financially. Make it more of a meditation. It is better not to struggle in the direction where defeat is more likely possible. It is easier to surrender to the moment. Celebrate this life, this moment, in whatever art you are able to do. In your easiness, there may be a possibility to have your art recognition in the world. But let it be as extra point. Don't keep that expectation. And as I see it, for you to, I don't see you as a very hardcore businessman to push your way up in the market. There have been millions of artists. Not everybody becomes a Picasso or Van Gogh or Dali. Even if you go along the street, you see beautiful piece of art. In a country like India, there are also the small children who have been growing up with the painters, with the musicians. They play beautiful music, unique in themselves. Not everybody becomes a millionaire or world recognized. There is also never, as a seeker, I guess you are also a sannyasin, it will not be good. It just does not fit with your sannyas that you think in terms of luck and bad luck and unluck and good luck. That this was my bad luck, that I could not go through the situation. For us, there is only this one moment. Always remember, every time you face a master like Osho, his magnificence and the gift he has been giving us, that he has been initiating us in sannyas is a far bigger piece of art and that first learn to recognize that and appreciate that. And who knows, if you do your creations selflessly, you may become suddenly a renowned artist. But don't run after it. Let it come to you. Okay.